guys, welcome back to another episode of Make Bank with Mia Banks. I'm really, really excited to introduce our guest today. Joining me is Beth Carlson. So a little bit about Beth is that she is the Executive Vice President and Co-Head of Middle Market and the Large Corporate Banking at PNC Bank. Beth has been with PNC for nearly 9 years, and she has held management positions with Chase Private Placements, JP Morgan Securities, and JP Morgan Chase Commercial Bank. Beth earned a bachelor's degree in finance from the University of Illinois at Urbana. Welcome to Make Bank with Mia Banks. I'm really excited to have you here and to talk.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So you have been in the banking industry for 27 years. Where are women today in the industry compared to when you first began your career?
Well, I think women have come a very, very long way in the financial services industry since I started. Often when I'm meeting with our incoming analyst class in banking, I tell the story about when I started, you know, after graduating college. You know, you mentioned I went to University of Illinois, and after graduating, I joined banking and was in an analyst class that had 25 men and 2 women. So I was, I was one of 2 women, and the other, I was the only undergrad who started in this position. The other woman was someone who had her master's, had prior work experience. She was, we got along famously, but certainly when you start with 25 men and 2 women, you know, fast forward, as you say, 20 plus years later, you know, difficult to have a large number of us still in the workforce. So today, when I'm talking to an incoming analyst class, it is at least 50-50 in terms of gender, so females and males. And that is something that we very intentionally do through some of our college recruiting efforts. We definitely want to have a very, very balanced incoming analyst class with regard to gender, obviously also other diversity in terms of, you know, race and color and so much, much different than, you know, when I started in banking, which is excellent because listen, it's the law of numbers. Certainly when you start with more, you have the opportunity 20 years later to have more women in the workforce and potentially in positions of leadership and, you know, and that's how you pay it forward, I think.
When you started getting interested in banking and there weren't as many females in your field as there is now, that must have taken a lot of courage to, and I mean, it still does since this still generally is a male-dominated industry, but even more so back 27 years ago. What kind of led you to take that leap of courage and what made you want to even get into this in the first place?
Yeah, great. Great question. Listen, I had taken a class in banking and was very interested in it because of that. Also had some family members who were in banking who really, really loved it. Actually, it was a male cousin of mine and, you know, really swayed me into thinking that that would be a really great career for me. Just, you know, it was a perfect combination, I think, of being analytical, but also being very, you know, externally focused, people-based, you know, communication, those types of things really mattered in this career. And so he was right. I guess I didn't really know, Mia, exactly what I was getting myself into, but it certainly, you know, worked out for me.
Did you have any female mentors?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, that was an interesting question when I was sort of reflecting on some of the things, you know, that we wanted to talk about today. And I did have some female mentors. Actually, I was very, very fortunate once I graduated out of the analyst program into an associate role. I worked for one of two, two women at the time. At the bank who were in leadership roles. And that turned out to be such an incredible experience for me. And it's someone I definitely still keep in touch with. She's not in banking anymore, but was definitely in financial services, moved away to Boston, but we have continued to keep in touch. But just working for her made me realize that I could do this. She was one of the best. and it really it really was incredible for me because it gave me a lot of confidence where, I may not have necessarily had that same degree of confidence had I not been part of her team.
Right. Speaking a little bit more on confidence, mm-hmm. because we talk about this a lot on this podcast,
yes.
Because I think that, confidence comes with conversation, and that's like my biggest mm-hmm. motto. Not everyone wants to be in finance, but I think it's important for a lot of people mm-hmm. to just be financially secure and understand finances. And that's what's really cool, because there's so much space, and this field has so many different parts to it. What would you mm-hmm. say to someone who, maybe they don't want to be a banking analyst, maybe they're just a regular person who, not to say that banking analysts aren't regular people, but someone who maybe doesn't want a career in finance, but still wants to feel financially secure and confident, mm-hmm. especially a female, what would you say to them to build their confidence?
Yeah. So listen, I do think that, being financially astute, whether or not you have a career in finance is very, very important, right? We all want to, be able to retire and be self-reliant. And I know for me, one of the pieces and parts of, having a career was always, I wanted to feel independent, right? I wanted to be self-reliant and independent. So I do think a little bit, those go together, whether you have, a career in fashion. You do have to understand how to balance, how to balance your financial goals with your career goals and how to move those together. And that, you have to work at it. It just doesn't happen. You have to take ownership of understanding, how you spend your money, how you invest your money. Is it short term? Is it long term? And I think, that is incredibly important. Again, whether or not you're in financial services, you definitely need to spend the time to understand what's going to impact you, later. And it's amazing. I mean, I have three, as you know me, I have three daughters. And, you don't learn this necessarily in high school, right? How do you get a credit card? How do you create, a credit score? Those types of things. So definitely important.
If you could give one main piece of advice about investing to a young girl, maybe like your daughters, what would you say? Investing, what would one tip be?
Look, I would... and it's funny because we're actually talking about this right now. And I think the biggest tip that I would say is you do it, just do it. I think women are a little bit, less apt to jump in and, buy a stock, buy a mutual fund. But, my advice to them, and I think, eventually to all of you is make sure you do it. Jump in and do it. Don't be intimidated by it.
So you are a member of the invitation only Chicago Finance Exchange Economic Club of Chicago and the Chicago Network. What does an invitation to join these prestigious organizations mean to you, and what do they entail?
Yep. One of the things I know, Mia, I know you had asked is, how do women help other women? And, there's a couple of ways that I can point to. But one of them is being part of some of these networks like the Chicago Financial Exchange and the Chicago Network, which are women-only, you know, organizations and network, you know, networking organizations, and incredibly important to connecting women across, you know, not only financial services, but, you know, it could be law profession, it could be, you know, private business. And those organizations, when they look for members, they look for, you know, senior women in a respective company that they're in, but also for women who want to help other women. And one of the rules I thought you would find interesting for the Chicago Network is if a member reaches out to you, and again, it's maybe to do a referral, or I've had members reach out to me who have, you know, a child looking or thinking about financial services for a career, variety of different reasons to that they reach out. But the rule is you have to return that call or message or acknowledge within 24 hours. And that is, I mean, kind of table stakes, but amazing that this group of women has really said this is a priority. And this is how we want you to prioritize, you know, the Chicago Network and anyone who may be, you know, looking for your help or looking to, you know, make a referral to you. It could be in a variety of different reasons. But organizations like that and networks like that have been incredibly, you know, incredibly important in helping both, you know, the senior, I guess some of the senior women, most senior women in Chicago stay connected and get to know each other and help each other with business. And then also provided a way for us to help, you know, the next generation of women be successful. So there's a variety of programs at each, you know, Chicago Finance Exchange, the Chicago Network put on that are really focused on, you know, that sort of mid-career level female and how we can be, you know, help them be successful.
Right.
So it's a pretty powerful group. Yep.
That's really amazing. I like that 24-hour.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Text back. Yeah, because it shows
your life like that. Yeah.
Right, because it shows that you care and it shows that you're totally intentional about what you're doing. And I think that's really important, especially when you're getting quick responses. It makes you feel like, yeah, oh, there is someone out here who cares about me. Like, I am relevant. I am, you know, what I am saying is important. And I think that that's not often how a lot of girls sometimes can feel. I think that, I mean, you know, I think that we've all had times when we felt like maybe we're going to step on someone else's toes. Like, maybe we don't fit in this industry because it is a predominantly male dominated one. But are there any hopes that you have for your daughters or the new generation who are maybe entering finance, that maybe hope that you want for them that you didn't get to have, or something that you're excited about that maybe you didn't get to have growing up?
Yes. And I would listen, I do, you know, I get a lot of energy from working with other women or helping other women. I mean, you just, you know, connect in a different way. Part of the reason I told you I was up at, you know, my lake house, and I had my college girlfriends over and their husbands for a dinner party for, you know, Valentine's Day. We're very close, and we've stayed connected, obviously, through college. But one of the things for me, and when I told you I had, you know, 25 men and 2 women, I didn't have a lot of women I was really close with in the workplace early on who were my peers. And so I think that's different today. And that is, so you ask a hope, and I hope that keeps together. And I hope the women who are coming in at more junior levels and, you know, in larger numbers are stick together and help each other and are collaborative, and because I really do firmly believe that you can accomplish more together than if you're trying to do something on your own. So I do know that that is an important element, you know, for my daughters who have just started, you know, working, as they really get a lot of enjoyment from working with all the junior people, but there are a lot more women who are peers of theirs, which is, you know, which is fantastic. And then the other piece I would just say about that, and I wanted to just mention this too, because I do think that mid-career time is really tricky for women, these days, especially those who are, you know, a career minded, you know, working hard, trying to find balance. They have a lot of changes in their lives when they, let's say, are in, you know, 8 to 20 years within that gap of, you know, their career, because many of them have children at the time, you know, or getting married. There's just a lot going on in your lives. And that's when we had historically seen some of the women exit the workplace. And so we've started what we call, I mean, no special name, mid-career women's group. And it's a women's networking group, really, for some of our, you know, professionals who are within that time gap, 8 to 20 years. And it has turned out to be a really fantastic group that's created a network really across the country for us, and has really resonated. And one of the things that we really measure with this group is, you know, how many are we losing members, or are women exiting the workforce? And, you know, we started this about four years ago. This is our fourth year now. And really pleased to say that this has really helped, and we aren't, some of the women are not. Now, whether it could be for a variety of different reasons, certainly, but I do think having a stronger network and knowing some of your peers who may be in the same situation, that whether they be in, you know, San Diego, California, or Chicago, Illinois, it has been very, very helpful to this group of women.
I really appreciate your awareness towards mm-hmm. making sure that there is female representation, and that mm-hmm. basically just that girls are being taken care of, which I think sometimes the business world doesn't really lend a lot of compassion to. And I think mm-hmm. that historically it's kind of used it as almost an excuse to be like, okay, yeah. you're going to have kids. Okay, well, you can't be in this industry. You know, this mm-hmm. is why. But I think that your awareness towards that is so important. And mm-hmm. I think that it kind of takes that excuse out for men to push that on, for men to kind of make that excuse that, you know, like, you're actively taking a step to allow women to still be successful regardless of just the natural things that happen to girls. You know, they have children, obviously, that's normal. And I like that you're pushing back against that kind of social norm that society has put into place. And I like that you're kind of making people become more aware of that. And I think that's really important.
Yeah, agree. And awareness is, you know, I guess the awareness is, I went through it. You know that it's highly complex, and it, you know, can be a difficult time no matter what kind of life change you're going through. So it is, so agree with you, Mia. It is that awareness is sure. and caring sometimes can be, you know, make all the difference.
Yeah, I mean, it just takes the excuse out of the mm-hmm. the status quo that, you know, has been the male dominant industry. It takes that excuse away from mm-hmm. society. You know, you're mm-hmm. actively like combating it by doing that, and that's really important. My last question for you is, where do you want to see progress? Where do you still think that we need more work to progress more?
Well, certainly one of the pieces when I spoke a little bit about the mid-career women's group, I do think that's an area of focus and that we can be doing better, meaning, you know, again, keeping more women in the workforce during that critical time when life is really, you know, complicated. And I will tell you, Mia, I mean, highly, highly complex for some of the women who have been, you know, trying to work through COVID and balance, you know, having a kindergarten or e-learning and, you know, so there's, you know, it's changed a lot in the last couple of years. But listen, I do, you know, I continue to want to see more women in leadership and positions that can influence you know, sort of the younger generation. And you asked me early on, just role models and mentors are so incredibly important. And part of the reason they're important is because everybody sort of tends to do things a little bit differently. But when you're looking at someone, you're like, wow, you did this. And look, you know, it's, you know, that sometimes, you know, says it all. And I had a highly complex, you know, I mean, I had triplet daughters, right? So that was incredibly complicated for, well, I won't say it ever didn't get complicated, right? But certainly very early on when they were babies was very, 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 very tricky. I was really committed. I loved my job. I loved the people I worked with. I loved working with clients and having that perfect combination of, you know, being able to be externally focused and then having a strong, you know, and wonderful family life. But then also so important were all the people I worked with internally who supported me, when my personal life was highly complex. So, I mean, I want to do that for someone else. I want to help them, so they can be successful, in their career later.
I think that there's a lot of pressure on females in society, that if they do get into finance, they have to be amazing at it. And there's a lot of added pressure to them. Society kind of says, you know, we'll give you this opportunity, but don't screw it up. And I think that that's not only unfair, but it puts a lot of pressure on women to kind of uphold both ends. You know, being a mom, a lot of times, a lot of females are moms and they have complete two separate lives that they have to take care of. And so I think that it's super inspiring when a female like yourself can, who's not only been successful in this industry, but can also acknowledge these disparities. It's extremely inspiring for young girls who want to get into this industry to know that it's okay to not always be perfect. It's okay to learn and make mistakes. So I really do appreciate your time and for you coming out to talk to me today.
Absolutely. I'm very thrilled to be part of it. Mia, you're doing great. Even this is such a step in the right direction in this.
I hope, yeah. Thank you.
Congratulations and applause to you for putting this together. Great job.
Thanks so much. Thank you. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Make Bank with Mia Banks. My name is Mia Banks, your host, and today I'm going to be talking about a topic that is very near and dear to my heart, which is gender disparities, specifically through the financial lens. I think that finance really highlights a lot of gender disparities and gender discrimination, and that a lot of social networks that have been formed by society, specifically that of a boys' club. And I want to talk about what a boys' club is and its notion and why it's so important and significant. So, boys' club is essentially an informal social network where oftentimes financial topics are discussed. This social dynamic directly excludes females from the conversation, which creates a divide in overall knowledge, which is based on a broken social structure. These structures are set in place to maintain a social hierarchy, and I can even argue that this deep-rooted social dynamic almost gatekeeps finance from women and can combat a lot of the female progress in the industry. It's not that there's a lack of job opportunities, it's a lack of confidence. And this lack of confidence comes from a lack of conversations that are not being had. So a lot of times, cryptocurrencies, investments, business, finance, a lot of these topics are being had amongst men in a super informal setting, super informal, just being talked about extremely casually. And I can't remember the last time that I've sat around a table with my girlfriends and had conversations like this, had conversations about investments or anything like that. And anytime I do bring it up, they kind of always say, I'm not really that knowledgeable about it. But the guys are super knowledgeable about it. And I don't think that that's a reflection, obviously, of guys being smarter than girls. I just think that it's about access to information and what society is pushing on girls versus what society is pushing on boys. So there's this misunderstanding of finance being for a certain type of person, someone who is great at math and great with numbers. I am great with neither of those things whatsoever, but I still do find interest in finance. There's also this idea that you have to want to be in the financial industry to be financially literate. So I would actually argue that it's the complete opposite. And that's why I think investing is so cool, because I can do whatever I want in life and still be financially secure through investing my money in the stock market and know that my money is honestly making money for itself, that, you know, it's compound interest and that it's going up by investing in a certain particular stock, and that this is an opportunity that is available to me. It's available to anyone. But a lot of the times, a lot of girls don't know that this opportunity is available to them and they aren't knowledgeable about it because no one's having these conversations with them. So I, you know, let's say I want to be an artist when I grow up and that's what I do, and I still want to be financially secure. So I can invest my money and know that that's a very possible opportunity for me, but I don't have to be in the financial world. I think that there's a big misconception there. Something that's very appealing also is how finance, being financially literate and investing in stocks, isn't something that takes a 9-to-5 job. So I think that that's also a very, very appealing opportunity for anyone who's maybe not that interested in it. This is something that I would urge them to do because it doesn't take 9-to-5. You don't have to go to school about this. It just takes a little bit of research and interest. All right, and that's really all that there is. It's really just interest and spending time, along with going on websites like Yahoo Finance, doing your research, researching everything that you can, and learning and watching videos, and knowing that this is a space and that there's so much room for you to be in. There is so much and so many people that you can look up to in this industry. And I hope that this podcast kind of provides a space that you can see other females who are very high up in this industry and who know what they're talking about. And it inspires you to possibly do the same or just understand there is room for you here and that this is a very feasible opportunity for you. I would really encourage anyone who wants to get into this field to get into it and to note that this is a very real and realistic opportunity for you and to keep watching and learning more. Thank you.